And you have some news for us on the All Africa Games.
Lots of All Africa Games news. Yehias, joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, let's kick off with the All Africa Games football tournaments being held in Congo Brazzaville. Senegal will go against Burkina Faso in Friday's gold medal match in the men's tournament. How is it shaping up?
Well, Sonny, it's just as well I'm not a betting man, because right from the start of this tournament, I thought it was going to be a Congo-Brazzaville-Nigeria final. And when both sides got through to the semifinals, I was feeling pretty good with myself. But it just didn't work out that way. And as you said, it's Senegal up against Burkina Faso. Neither side has ever been to the final before. And both sides were very deserved winners. 3-1 victory margins for both the Senegalese and the Burkinabe. And fully deserved. There was no flukes and no luck about these performances. The Congo-Brazzaville-Senegal match, Senegal almost scored in the very first minute, but they did score a superb goal from Dieng after 16 minutes, an acrobatic overhead kick with his back to the goal. As good a goal, Sonny, as you're going to see in Africa all of this year. And then Ibrahim Keita, who's like a skyscraper. He wears the number 9. He's a striker for the Senegalese. Typical Senegalese footballer. Very tall, very strongly built. And after 37 minutes, he raced into the penalty area, caught the Congolese defenders unawares, and he made it 2-0. And at that stage, it looked like it was going to be a massacre. Whatever Claude Leroy said at halftime to the Congolese, it certainly woke them up. They got much more possession and much more territory early in the second half, and they reduced the deficit after 55 minutes and set up a really entertaining second half. To and fro, chances at both ends. Congo looking for the equalizer, Senegal looking for the killer third goal. And it was the Senegalese who got that killer third goal, 8 minutes from the end, across Keita, a very powerful and well-directed header into the corner, 3-1 to Senegal. Could lightning strike twice when Burkina Faso met Nigeria later in the day? Yes, indeed it did. It was a very similar pattern. And once again, whereas Keita was the danger man for Senegal, it was Sidney Mohamed Silla, another player who really wasn't known before the All Africa Games, who did a lot of the damage for the Burkinabe. He opened the scoring. Kabore made it 2-0 midway through the second half. And then Eto'o scored for Nigeria. It was pegged back to 2-1 now, and a chance for the Eagles to perhaps get a draw, force the game into extra time. But Burkina Faso were having none of that, and Silla struck again 11 minutes from the end for a deserved 3-1 victory. Now, the interesting thing is both Senegal and Burkina Faso only finished runners-up in their groups. In Group A, Nigeria emerged victorious with 4 points, Senegal at 2 from 2 draws, and Ghana, rather disappointing defending champions, they got only 1 point. In Group B, Congo finished with 6 points, Burkina Faso and Sudan 4 each. And here I've got a real moan, Sonny. They went for the drawing of lots, which I think is not the appropriate way to divide teams. And the problem was that both Burkina Faso and Sudan had identical records, same number of goals scored, same goal difference, same head-to-head record, and same number of points. So we had a drawing of lots. Burkina Faso won that, and then 24 hours later, they're in the final. So certainly luck on the side of Burkina Faso at the moment. If we then turn, Sonny, to the women, a similar situation, also a drawing of lots, and that meant that Ghana went through to the semifinals at the expense of South Africa. And Ghana made the most of their opportunity. They beat Ivory Coast by 1-0. And in the final, they will play Cameroon, who beat the once invincible Nigeria by 2-1. There was a time not that many years ago when it was Nigeria totally dominant in African women's football. And I think, Sonny, the fact that other countries are emerging, Cameroon, South Africa, Equatorial Guinea, Ghana, is healthy for the game. I don't think you want one team totally dominating the situation. So the finals again in the women is going to be Ghana against Cameroon. And in the men, surprisingly but deservedly, it'll be Senegal against Burkina Faso.
David, Senegal will host the Africa Under-23 Cup of Nations tournament at the end of November Is this good showing in Brazzaville perhaps an indicator that they're good bets for an Olympic qualifying berth next year?
Even before Brazzaville, in my mind, it's going to be Senegal, Egypt, and Nigeria who will qualify for the Olympics. Now, on that point, the draw has been made for the qualifying tournament in Senegal, which will start at the end of November and carry on till the middle of December. And in Group A, you've got Senegal, South Africa, Zambia, and Tunisia. And my gut feel here is Senegal are going to win this group, partly because of home advantage, partly because of the very difficult conditions. For example, the South Africans, it's going to be very hot in West Africa at that time of the year. So I see Senegal finishing on top. And then I think it's going to be a real battle, probably between Tunisia and South Africa for the second place in the semifinals. No disrespect to the Zambians, but they haven't been particularly impressive at under-23 level recently. That's a strong group, Sonny, but an even stronger one, in my opinion, is Group D, and that involves Egypt. You've got Karaba, a rising star in Africa. You've got Nigeria, who I feel, in a way, will almost benefit from their All-Africa Games experience because it will knock any overconfidence out of them, the fact that they didn't qualify for the final. And then you've got Mali, who tend to be quite combative in these competitions. And also Algeria. You rarely get a poor team from North Africa. I'm predicting Egypt and Nigeria, but I think, Sonny, things don't always work out the way David Legg predicts them. So, who knows?
David Legg get a prediction wrong? Never! And I'm sure our African football guru will have more predictions down the road, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
Game on, VOA sports fans. David Legg mentioned that superb and acrobatic goal by Senegal's Cheku Dieng at the All-Africa Games. Well, let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for Italian footballer Alessandro Florenzi, whose 55-meter wonder goal gave Roma a one-all draw with defending champion Barcelona in the UEFA Champions League. Florenzi launched his audacious lob from near the sideline in Rome, and then he watched it sail over Barcelona goalkeeper Andre Marc Ter Stegen for a dramatic equalizer after Luis Suarez's opening goal. Florenzi described his goal as something to remember. For sure, Alessandro. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Marco Uma joins us now for a look back at some of Wednesday's highlights at the All-Africa Games in Congo, Brazzaville.
Kenyan Alice Aprot clocked 31 minutes and 24.18 seconds to set a championship record in women's 10,000 meters on Wednesday. The previous mark stood at 31 minutes and 26.05 seconds by Ethiopian Mestawet Tufa in Algiers, Algeria in 2007. For the second day running, Nigerian women bagged three gold medals in athletics. Claire Uke, Chinazom Amadi, and Uhunoma Osazua triumphed in women's discus, long jump, and heptathlon, respectively. Meanwhile, Abdelmalek Lahlulu triumphed in men's 400-meter hurdles and for the third time this year set an Algerian national record of 48.67 seconds. Egyptian Mustafa El Gamal clinched the gold medal in men's hammer throw. Algerian Hicham Khalid Cherabi triumphed in pole vault. Botswana's Nigel Amos was victorious in men's 800 meters and Ivory Coast won the men's 4x100-meter relay.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In basketball, Egypt pipped Nigeria 61-60 and Angola beat Mali 76-62 in men's semifinals on Wednesday. Mozambique outwitted Republic of Congo 79-68 in a classification tie. In women's classification matches, Mozambique dismissed Ivory Coast 90-56 as Cameroon outwitted Gabon 54-46. In handball, Nigeria edged Ivory Coast 25-20 in women's quarterfinals on Wednesday. Cameroon outplayed Burkina Faso 41-19. Senegal dismissed Republic of Congo 24-16 and Angola dismissed the Democratic Republic of Congo 29-22. In Olympic news, the cities of Budapest in Hungary, Hamburg in Germany, Los Angeles in the United States of America, the French capital Paris and the Italian capital Rome are bidding to stage the 2024 Olympics. The International Olympic Committee IOC president Thomas Bach disclosed in Lausanne, Switzerland, the IOC will contribute $1.7 billion in cash and services to the organizing committee for those games. Finally, the International Olympic Committee has set up a $2 million fund for programs aimed at alleviating the growing global refugee crisis. The crisis is particularly acute in parts of Africa, Middle East, and Southern Europe. IOC President Thomas Bach says the Olympic movement seeks to play a part in bringing humanitarian help to refugees.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can tune in Monday through Friday on The Voice of America. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Send me a tweet or send me a message on Facebook. I appreciate the feedback. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.